Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
So in modern thinking, it's now acceptable to say losing a pet is like losing a member of your family. And One Westmeath company offers a pet cremation service with dignity and also offers bereavement services to get you through the difficult process. I have, as people will know who know me, I adore my dog, and where I say we're not worthy of our pets because they bring just so much unbridled joy. I'm joined on the line now by Louth native Jamie Maguire of Maguire's Pet Cremation in Westmeath. Good morning. Good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning, Brendan.
How are you?
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks. This is a subject that I find myself thinking about quite a lot. Nancy's now 10. She's fit as a fiddle, still runs 5K with me, not a bother on her. She's amazing. But wow. We do tend to outlive them. And I do really worry about this because, you know, when you meet somebody at a party or in a cafe and they say hello to your dog and then they tell you their story about losing their pet and they nearly always tear up. It really gets to you, doesn't it? They really are part of the family, aren't they?
They are. I mean, every family has a story. We started this because my husband lost his family dog about 10 years ago. So 9 years ago, we started the business. And I suppose pet cremation is the type of service that, Brendan, you don't really know too much about it until you go to use it yourself.
So just for clarity, you actually wear a human embalmer. I mean, so you have a background in the area anyway.
I was, yeah. And my husband is a funeral director.
Okay.
So I suppose when Larry passed away, Brendan.
Was that his name?
Rob. Larry,
oh,
yeah.
Such a good name.
What he was looking for wasn't unfortunately available in Ireland at the time. So afterwards, we had a think and we thought that it would be really nice to bring a little bit of what we do into the pet industry.
Very good. So, and you met your husband through your work, did you?
We did, yeah. I was the embalmer and he is a third generation funeral director. So we met in his funeral home.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Great. Long, long time ago now, but we're together about 10 years.
And this is a separate business now, isn't it?
It's completely separate. Yeah. But I mean, a lot of clients, Robert is in the city centre in Dublin, and a lot of Robert's clients, they know him quite well. And then when maybe if he's looking after a client and their pet passes away, they would contact Robert, knowing what I do here, Brendan.
Jamie, you have such a soothing tone of voice. I feel calm just talking to you. So tell me, what sort of services do you offer to those families whose pets have passed away?
Okay, so you were saying there that, you know, anyone who has a pet, you'll always hear them say they're very much a part of the family. When they lose a pet, Brendan, it can create profound feelings of grief and sadness. Many of our clients don't have children. Their pet is their only family. They may have, and in some cases, actually in a lot of cases, for some elderly, they would say that when they come to our door, they'd say, you know, Milo was my only family. I have nobody else left. It's absolutely heartbreaking. So just as funeral directors, I think, Brendan, it's really, really important for us to provide a personal service. For us, that's everything. You know, we could be on the phone sometimes for 2 hours to a client.
Yeah. So you will collect the pet after they've passed.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
And yeah.
Tell me about that, because you have a lovely way of doing that, don't you?
Yeah. So everyone, I was saying everyone would like something different. Every family's different. I'll know from the initial phone call what they would like. The service we normally offer is we go out to their family home, or we can go to the vet. We take a wicker basket with us for a pet for, let's say, up to about 15 kg. Any heavier dog, we would take a custom-sized dog bed with us. We collect, we meet the family if they'd like to meet us, and then it's a private individual collection directly back to Westmeath to where we're based. We're on a farm here, so we look after everything from our family home. So when their pet would come into our care, we take their paw and nose print, and we take a little keepsake of their hair. So you'll see all this on the website.
Yeah.
And the crema- cremation would take place that evening. So the majority of pets are cremated that evening, unless they arrive with us, let's say, very late in the evening, Brendan. What we do is we offer them complimentary a nice wicker basket that's included in the package. Families can upgrade if they wish. We have an online store. They can maybe choose a traditional solid casket or a brass candle. There's lots to choose from. But
you just to go back a little step there. You painted a really nice picture of how important pets are. You know, particularly maybe to older people who describe the pet as their only member of their family. So it really is a heartbreaking time. And I'm reading here that you play music at the service.
Yeah, that's we would ask, the cremations are done in the evening time and the families are not present at that time. So we do ask them if they have any requests. The most popular one would be In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart.
No.
That's quite popular. My daughter, who I gave up the embalming to be at home and start this business with my daughter, and because she's always with me, she wants to be involved too. So somebody took a video of her years ago singing Over the Rainbow to a pet, and then word got round and she does this quite a lot now. So that's her little job here.
How old is she?
So she's seven.
That's so cute.
She's seven. But yeah, a lot of music, In Excess, Adele, we get everything. And then also what we do say to families, because they're not present at the time, if there's anything they'd like to place in for the cremation. So we get everything from
toys,
Dublin jerseys, to camogie sticks, to flags. Family photographs is a big one. And we can also make up bouquets of flowers if they'd like as well. So yeah, everyone's different. Everyone, dog treats, that's quite popular as well. We get fillet steaks, ham.
The last meal. Wow. We were actually reading, I read an article in the paper this morning. Some people take their pet's ashes and put it into the ink and have a tattoo done.
Yeah, that's quite popular.
Wow.
Now I don't know too much about that, but they do tell me that. And what we can do in that case is, when we prepare their pet in either their casket or urn of their choice, we have a little glass vial. We can keep a small amount of ash aside something like that. Yeah.
And do you get requests for the animal to be buried with their owner?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose with Rob and his job, you know, he may look after a family member, and people would come to me from as young as 35, 40 and say to me, you know, Milo is going to come with me when my time comes. And when Rob would, let's say, during a funeral or before the funeral would take place, the family member may come to him and say, it was mum's wishes that Milo go into the coffin with her. So he would do that for them. Yeah.
Wow.
So sadly, sometimes the pet would then, the family member, the owner would pass away first, and the pet then would be left with a family member. So in that case, what a lot of clients do is we would cremate the pet, and the ashes can be interred in the grave at a later stage.
Oh, very good. Do you get upset during the process?
I do.
I can imagine you would, because they're so innocent.
especially children, Brendan.
Oh.
There's a few clients that come to us, and they may come to my door with a bunny rabbit, and you would think it belonged to the child in the car, and they'd say it was my younger daughter, and she passed from cancer. Maybe she was age 4 or 5, and so you're looking after her pet, and it's
wow.
very difficult. It's very very wow. difficult. You know,
yeah.
I just find the children very 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 difficult.
And do you provide bereavement counselling?
We do indeed.
Yeah.
So we have an excellent counsellor, Lisa, and the family would speak to me and let me know it's something that they need. And we would then put them in touch with Lisa, who looks after everything from them.
Brilliant. Just talking to you, Jamie, you have a lovely touch about you and a lovely softness to you that is very reassuring and very sympathetic. You sound amazing.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, it's an amazing service. And as a pet lover and a dog lover, I think what you're doing is really wonderful. So congratulations. So Maguire Pet Cremations is in Westmeath. And Jamie, thanks for taking our call this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
Let's take a break.